everyone. This is Bob Fox from GreedAndMoney.com. Today, again, I have the privilege to have Glenn Neely with me, the expert in river theory and Neely River technology. Glenn, how are you doing?
Doing good. It's been a very chaotic month, though.
Yeah.
With
how do you imagine?
Wonderful government.
Yeah, it's every day the market is waiting for the news. And every day people react wildly about it. But we'll see. The deadline is only a couple more days, so we have to do something.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, actually. I definitely think it's time for the U.S. government to start living under its income instead of above beyond its income. But who knows how this is all going to pan out. So we'll see.
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Well, today I'd like to discuss a little bit more in depth on the technology that you have worked on and perfected, the Neely River Technology Trading Tool. And, you know, I'm still a little uncertain, confused about Neely River. We did have an interview before about how Neely River helped a trader to trade based on the market conditions, but I guess today I really want to focus on why should a trader utilize Neely River technology? Glenn, would you mind elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, it's the goal of river theory was to do something very important, and it's taken me, you know, over a decade to really get to that point, but the goal was to remove forecasting from the trading process as much as possible, if not completely, because for the first 15 years of my career and maybe the first maybe 20 years, but say the last 15 to 20 years going into that period, it started to occur to me that, or I began to realize, that forecasting was the reason most people didn't make money trading, because they're focused on this hope and dream of all the money they might make instead of focusing on how much money they might lose if they're wrong. And so when your focus is only what you might make, then you tend to ignore losses and you'll risk more, and you know, a few really big losses will wipe your account out. So if you're not focused on how much you're losing and only on the hope you're going to become a millionaire or something over a, you know, a few trades, then you're not really focusing on what's important to survive, because survival is the name of the game. Every trade can't work. You can't be right about every trade. And if someone's using an approach that happens to be wrong the first 3 or 4 or 5 times and they're risking 5, 10, 15% per trade, they're going to wipe their account out pretty quickly and get to a point where they can't trade anymore. So it started to dawn on me that the majority of the world focuses on the wrong thing, which is trying to predict what's going to happen, which then gets them emotionally involved in this theoretical future of them making a lot of money, and they just ignore when things are going wrong. They're not looking at the fact the market's going down against their position. They just keep saying, well, it's going to make it, it's going to go back up, or, you know, the trading options, I still have a month left, and anything could happen. And so they talk themselves into this belief system that creates a sort of distraction from the real important issue, which is trying to protect your capital. So if you're wrong this time, you can do it again. You can try again later. And it's so much of the idea when you go into the business world, you're not every business that you start and every investment you make is going to make money. It takes time and effort, and some ideas just don't catch on. Sometimes the public doesn't like a product, or somebody comes along with something better that replaces it. So not every idea, not every investment strategy is going to work every time. So you can't trade or invest as if the one time you decide to do it is going to be the time you make tons of money and you put everything on the line, and then if you're wrong, then it's all gone. So that was the whole goal of Neely River, is to get out of that forecasting, belief-driven sort of Las Vegas kind of mentality where you put up a little and make a lot. And it's taken me, you know, more than a decade to devise a way of looking at markets, observing price action, and reacting to reality instead of anticipating the future. And it's a very different approach. You know, most people, when you watch the TV or listen to the news or read papers, everyone you hear, everything you hear about the markets is always asking someone what they think is going to happen, which means
Sure. Everyone
believes that forecasting is the answer to making money trading or investing. And
Sure. It's
my statement now and my belief and from actual practice, my certain position that is not correct. And so I'm trying to introduce an entirely different kind of philosophy or a new paradigm to trading that I think has not existed before.
Well, Glenn, however, you were and still are the expert in NeelyWave, and in the past you have made numerous astounding predictions or forecasts about the market and how they move. I guess, how do you utilize Neely River now? Is Neely River a fully mechanical system that can just run by itself, where you buy and sell and set the stop by itself? You can run in TradeStation or some other brokerage firm
I've been trying for 10 years to get to the point where it could be automated and, you know, mechanical, but the problem is any system that's not mathematical and not, you know, just number crunching makes it very difficult for a computer to actually implement. You know, wave theory is very fuzzy. It's like fuzzy logic and based on fractals and chaos theory, and it just can't be programmed. I mean, every attempt to do so has not yielded very good results over the last 20, 30 years. And I've never attempted it because I think it's way too complicated. It involves way too much human deduction, induction, deduction and induction. And the computers just can't handle it. So River Theory is not quite on that level as Wave Theory because you're not trying to predict what's going to happen. You're just dealing with the evidence that you have and deciding how to maneuver, position yourself, move stops based on concepts that are more observational than anticipatory. So it's similar to the analogy I gave during our previous interview on this where, you know, if you're in a river and you're in a boat, you don't predict where the ocean is. You don't predict which way the water's flowing. You just observe. You mean, it's plain as day. You just look at it. So you can observe the direction or the flow of the market with River Theory just by looking at it. So you know what the direction is. You don't necessarily know exactly how long it's going to take to go one direction or the other, how long it's going to take to get to wherever it's going to go. You don't even know necessarily how far it's going to go, but you know how to manage yourself, just like you would know in a river how to manage the boat to avoid the side of the river, avoid sandbars, avoid rocks. You just know by looking how to manage and maneuver, and that's what River Theory is about, how to manage and maneuver in a real-world trading environment, not with the assumption you know where it's going or how much money you're going to make or, you know, banking on making a lot of money, but what to do until it gets wherever it's going to go. So it's a very different, completely opposite approach to the way most people deal with markets.
Right, and I guess my question to you is, how do you adjust from a personal trading standpoint of view that you were so focused in forecasting and become very good at it? In fact, Timer Digest has recognized you multiple times about your ability to forecast the market.
Right.
And now you deal with Neely River, which is totally different. totally try to separate the forecast.
Yeah.
How do you even take a trade now where you might look at the chart and say, you know, I believe based on my wave experience, this market is going to go up, but somehow the Neely River says the trend is down. What percentage do you give the weight to the Neely wave, and what percentage do you give the weight to the Neely River, or do you just use one or the other now?
Well, it's not really a percentage. I never work, you know, in from my 30 years of doing this, 30 plus years, I've never dealt with probabilities. I've never dealt with mathematical formulas. I've never done markets in that kind of way because I know that anything mathematically based just doesn't work long term. There's always a failure point, especially if you're dealing with moving averages or any kind of prediction system that's mathematically based. It's going to predict really well certain environments and really poorly other environments. So I don't. It has nothing to do with probabilities or anything like that. It has to do more when wave theory goes through periods, and I think we've had discussions about this before, through periods of clarity and uncertainty, and it's, you know, oscillation back and forth. So when you're near the beginning or end of important market trends, that's when the markets are much more predictable, and you can, you know, expect with relative high degree of certainty what's going to happen, at least the direction the market's going to move and how long it might take and things like that. When you're near the middle of patterns, there's a lot of flexibility, a lot of uncertainty, and so you really just don't know what to do from a trading standpoint because wave theory really is a top and bottom picking system. Even though most people think it's sort of all-encompassing, its primary capability is predicting market tops and bottoms, and then with that information for a short period of time, you can predict what's going to happen very specifically into the future right after a major top or bottom. But how I integrated with river theory is that wave theory just gives me a relatively good idea most of the time what the general trend is. Even if you can't predict, let's say, for example, from 2002, 2003 period up to 2007, I knew under wave theory that the trend in the stock market was sideways to up and that it would eventually go back above the high in 2000. But I had absolutely no idea how it was going to get there, and virtually the entire time of the advance, I really wasn't sure what was going to happen day to day or week to week, sometimes not even month to month. It was just generally clear that the trend was sideways or up. So with that information, I wouldn't be focusing on shorting the market. I wouldn't focus on river trends that indicate the trend is down because every time frame has its own trend, and I tend to follow only trends that are multiples of five. So if you start off with a daily chart, a week is five times the daily time frame. A month is approximately five times a weekly time frame. And if you're trading futures going in the other direction, one-fifth of a day is about 288 minutes. So that's my next lower time frame, and then below that is basically 58 minutes or a 60-minute chart. So those are the only charts that I follow. This is a 60-minute, 288, daily, weekly, monthly, and then for my personal wave counting, I've actually hired a programmer to create six-month highly charts from monthly data so I can go even longer term. But I don't cover those in my updates, and I don't, at least not generally. So those are the time frames that I follow, and if, for example, wave theory indicates that the trend in the stock market is up, then I'm going to only going to look for trends that are up on one of those five time frames. I'm not going to take short positions if the market turns down on one of those time frames. So I'll just ignore it and try to just focus on those time frames that are in agreement with the larger, relatively, you know, clear trend. Now, if the trend isn't clear at all, then I'll potentially trade any direction. And if it's very obvious that a market top is happening or that a brand new trend has just started, then I'll frequently shift over to wave theory and get a little more risky because wave theory is really great at predicting tops and bottoms and really great at predicting the first, you know, quarter of a trend. So if a trend, say, going to last a year, it's really good at predicting the first 3 months of that trend. So you can be heavily invested and have, you know, greater risk than normal and things like that. But once you pass that period, then it gets riskier to trade again, and you have to cut back on your positions, and you have to, you know, trade in a fashion that doesn't risk as much money. That's sort of the way that I manage between the two, because it is difficult going from almost 20 years of doing nothing but forecasting markets and trying to trade from those forecasts, which I learned over time didn't work so great, even though it worked okay, and then making the transition to slowly moving into a trading paradigm where I now focus more on trading and risk management and keeping, you know, getting risk to zero as quick as I can and trying to lock in profits as quick as I can and not worry so much about what I think is going to happen, but more about what I have control over. I don't have control over what's going to happen in the future, but I do have control over where I put my stop. I do have control over when I can get risk to zero or when I want to put the stop as, you know, zero risk most of the time. Those are the things I can control. The rest of it you can't.
Sure. And it sounds like, let me just paraphrase what you said. The river theory or the Neo wave theory is excellent at finding major top and bottom, but the in-between wave, which actually takes the most amount of time,
exactly,
is really hard to predict, and that's why Neely River actually complements your trading toolbox by allowing you to trade essentially the bulk amount of time and price action of a market.
Right, but there's a difference because most people have other techniques, but all those other techniques are always forecasting-based techniques. So it's important to realize that river theory is the exact opposite of wave theory. It's the exact opposite of almost all systems of prediction that exist in the world today. It deals with markets from the opposite perspective, that you don't know what's going on, that you're only dealing with what you can control, that you're not trying to predict what's going to happen. You're just managing risk and controlling, you know, getting risk to zero, things that you can do and can control. So it's not worried about what you think is going to happen in the future. So that's why they complement each other quite well. If I had to pick one or the other, I would definitely go with river theory because I would much prefer to make money trading than predicting markets well.
Right, absolutely. Especially, the top and the bottom, maybe it's only happened 10% of the time. The other 90%, then you still need to figure out a way to make money.
Yeah, and then, of course, with wave theory, if you have a prediction and that prediction turns out to be wrong, then your stop's going to be hit and you're going to lose money. And you're going to maybe even move your stops and take more risk because you don't want to be wrong and you think your prediction's right and you give the market more room to be wrong and then you just end up losing more money. So the prediction game is very dangerous because it always tends to lead people to want to risk more money because they want to be right, they want to make the money they thought they should have made, and they do things that actually financially don't make sense, which is risk more money as time progresses.
Right. And that's why the Neely River system removes the ego emotion from the trading process. Essentially, you just observe them of the market and you take your trade based on what the market gives you.
Yeah, you're not getting emotionally involved. The minute you stop predicting, it dramatically reduces the pressure of trading. It dramatically enhances your comfort level because you don't have an ego to satisfy. You don't have people that are, you know, looking over your shoulder saying, oh, see, you were wrong, or are you right? And you don't have that pressure of being right. You just have the necessity of trying not to lose money. So it's a totally different focus, and it, believe me, the results are far better than the prediction game is able to produce.
And since we mentioned the results, well, let's discuss about the results. And Glenn, you have been using this system for how long now? A couple years? Or?
It's been slowly. I mean, it took me probably almost 10 years to really get it to a point where I think it's, you know, truly useful for trading. I mean, it was nice and it helped in the past, but the innovations I've made in the last few years have been quite dramatic and behaviorally based. So it allows me to better understand the behavior of a market from an observational perspective, just like you might observe certain kinds of behavior in a river. You know, you have eddies and you have whirlpools and you have currents and all this. So I've learned to observe the behavior better and understand the characteristical differences between each kind of environment. So it allows me to, you know, better use the concepts and produce better results.
Sure. And would you share a little bit about your performance track record to the audience regarding your trading performance? Or I believe you currently trying to manage your fund, or you've already been doing that?
Right, well, the fund has been coasting for a long time until recently because we didn't have anybody raising money. Basically, most funds, you have to establish a 3 or 4, and sometimes even 5-year track record before people will even pay attention to you, especially after 2008, 2009, and the Madoff situation, all those problems.
Sure.
It's much harder to raise capital, and people are much more leery, so they want to be more careful. So I basically just raised some money among a small group of people personally and just traded for about 4 years, and then finally I have a person who's in Europe now who's out aggressively and, you know, regularly raising money for the fund. So things are starting to change quite dramatically. We pulled in, you know, a decent amount of money just in the last month or so, and that should continue. So the fund is now on a new course, and the purpose, of course, is to get it up to much higher levels so, you know, I can transition into more of a fund management kind of company over time.
Right, because right now you really cannot disclose much information regarding the fund because you have to be an accredited investor.
It's legally really not allowed. So, but I can say from my personal trading and from the trading that I do for the customers, for example, right now we have five main positions on at this point in time. Four out of the five are currently making money, and the percentage-wise, the one losing money is only about 10% of the total profit being made. So this is all theoretical, you know, positions based on what I've recommended in my service, but based on what I've recommended in the way that I've mimicked trading for my fund, for the people who trade the ETF gold market, GLD. We currently have on a 1,000 quantity short position, we currently have more than a $10,000 profit in that. We have more than a $5,700 profit in our short gold position. We have, this is per contract, by the way, not total.
Right.
Per contract.
Right.
We have $500 profit in the TNO position. We have $146, which is pretty small, profit in the TLT, which is the T-Note ETF. And our loss, our losing position is in the S&P, which is currently $1,700. So if you add all that together, we have like a $17,000 profit against a $1,700 loss. So that's four of the five trades that are making money, the ones that are making money far outpacing the other ones. And typically my experience with River Theory, even though there's nothing certain and nothing perfect, I would say that the majority of our trades either break even or make money. And when we do lose money, frequently it's less than originally planned, which is usually 1 or 2%, and about maybe 10, 15% of the time we actually lose the amount originally expected. So if we get in on a trade and we risk 1 or 2%, 10 to 15% of the time we probably end up losing that trade and that's over with. Then another, say 30, 40% of the time we end up breaking even the trade or making or losing a little bit of money, and then 30% or so of the time we end up making money. So the net result is it's producing very good results over time, and it's dramatically reducing the amount of time that I spend trading. You know, one of the things I learned from doing weight analysis is that it's very easy to spend 5, 10, 15 hours a day trying to predict what a market's going to do, and then you're only right about half the time. With River Theory, because you're not trying to predict, you're not spending your time working on understanding the future, you're just observing the present and deciding how to behave in the present. It only takes 5, 10, 15 minutes to decide what to do, what I should be in, where I should get out, where I should move myself. And so the rest of the day I can do other things and be calm about it. It's not because I don't have my ego connected to it. I'm not worried about what's going to happen more than just getting my risk to zero. That's what my focus is, and that's an unemotional and not ego-driven process. So it makes trading dramatically easier. And
sure.
So that's why I think it's a, you know, worthwhile endeavor, no matter what your approach is, that for people listening, that you want to try to start designing strategies around not prediction, but on managing risk and getting risk to zero. And if you do that, you'll find yourself, your bottom line will be much better off. You'll protect your capital. You'll survive in the game much longer. You'll have more time to catch good trends that happen just once in a while. They don't happen every day. So the results are much better over time when you focus on getting risk to zero and focus on, you know, protecting capital instead of what you think is going to happen.
And, Glenn, I believe that when I first started interviewing you at the time, the EV River technology was not complete yet, or it's not fully designed yet.
Right.
And I remember I asked you a question, why do you only follow four markets, which is the gold, euro, S&P, and treasury notes?
Right.
And your answer back then was, it's extremely time-consuming to conduct the river analysis from the bigger time frame to the small time frame. And now you have the daily river technology for you to manage portfolios or for you to provide trading servers. Does that make sense for you to even provide more diversification, such as, you know, maybe adding crude oil into the mix or other currency into the mix, since the newly river technology is supposed to tell you what to do with that market?
Well, over time, the chances are decently good that over time I'm going to be slowly more and more transitioning away from a forecasting service into a trading service and a money management company. So it would be possible to start adding more markets. But I also realize from personal experience that a lot of markets are very similar. So trading, you know, lots of different currencies or lots of different precious metals or lots of different stock indexes, they all behave relatively similar. And so until you have billions and billions of dollars to manage, it doesn't really make that much difference if you just pick the one in the group that's the biggest and just trade that one until you have so much money that you're forced into sort of sideline markets. That's the reason currently the four markets that I picked are pretty broadly diversified. The only industry that I really feel I don't have, or one of the major ones, would be crude oil or oil. So that's something I could add later, and maybe something like an agricultural product like soybeans. But those would be the largest of each category, and I think that's the safest way to trade because patterns are better, volume, you know, liquidity is better, the way the patterns unfold are more reliable. So those are the markets I would prefer to stick with. It's just the biggest of each main category.
Sure. Well, Glenn, I really appreciate your time.